USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House meeting with Wall Street executives to discuss the coronavirus says small businesses will be helped during this outbreak.
We'll be doing a lot of additional work with small business, as you know. We're going to be adding many billions of dollars, and we're going to be making lots of small business loans, as the banks are, too.
President Trump also set to address the nation regarding the coronavirus tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 1,465 points to finish at 25,553. Regarding these market drops, Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities tells Fox News,
"We just need to get through this. And the problem is the pain, the psychological pain, really starts to drive the train and people start to make mistakes and maybe do stupid things."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
"I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The CDC has a listeria warning for folks who eat mushrooms. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A warning about a certain kind of mushroom that could be transmitting listeria. Federal health officials say 36 people in 17 states have become ill from eating enoki mushrooms. 4 of those who were sickened were pregnant women. 4 people have died in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. These mushrooms have long, thin white stems and small caps and are usually sold in clusters. The batches that tested positive for listeria are imported from Korea by Sun Hong Foods in Montebello, California.
The State Department is releasing its annual report on global human rights. Speaking with reporters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says nothing is more fundamental than the rights of human beings.
"We all know the rights of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness don't just belong to Americans. They belong to everyone everywhere."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some musicians are canceling their shows due to the coronavirus outbreak. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Pop star Miley Cyrus is canceling her Friday benefit show in Australia because of an official warning about the coronavirus. She said, despite the cancellation, she'll still be making a donation to help the victims of the Australian brushfire. Cyrus was briefly married to Australian actor Liam Hemsworth. They lost their home in California during a wildfire in 2018. Just hours after Cyrus canceled her concert, organizers said next month's Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals in California will be postponed until October. The Coachella lineup included Travis Scott, Frank Ocean, and Rage Against the Machine. Scheduled to perform at Stagecoach Country Festival, Carrie Underwood, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Eric Church. Green Day, Ciara, and Mariah Carey are also rescheduling their shows.
Former members of the Wells Fargo Executive Board are testifying before the House on the bank's consumer abuses that led to executives resigning. Former Wells Fargo Chairman of the Board, Elizabeth Duke, says transformational changes are underway.
"Transformational changes are getting traction inside the company with strong new leadership and management. I believe that today the company has the right team and path forward to be fully deserving of the trust customers place in us every day."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.